In a deal announced Monday, Energy Solutions will soon be acquired by Energy Capital Partners, a private equity firm, in a deal worth $1.1 billion. Energy Solutions President and CEO David Lockwood released a statement saying, quote, "This transaction enables us to continue to execute on our strategic plan by providing the investment capital to expand and grow our business." But it's those words, grow our business, that have some environmental groups like Heal Utah concerned. Matt Pacenza, policy director for Heal Utah, says he believes the deal means a lot more dangerous waste could be coming to Utah.
When we hear that in the state of Utah, we just automatically assume that means they want to bring more and more dangerous nuclear waste here. So, you know, we'll be keeping a close eye on these folks. We'll be looking forward to learning more about them. But we certainly think people should remain wary.
But House Majority Whip Greg Hughes is giving the sale a thumbs up, saying more money means waste being stored more responsibly in the Beehive State.
It would be kind of funny to say more dollars, more investment means something bad. If you have a site like Energy Solutions, you want to have a group, a corporate citizen that has the resources to invest in its facility. And we're talking the waste that everybody in society creates and makes and uses, and that Class A waste has to be stored somewhere, and the Western Desert in Utah is a place where you can responsibly dispose of that.
Currently, only Class A waste, the lowest level of radioactive waste, is allowed to be disposed in Utah. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.